Back to the second hour of the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. We are talking about gardening, and we are now taking phone calls at 1-800-313-9443. Okay, Rick. Go ahead, hon.
Sure. Speaking of getting stabbed with a knife, what I suggest you guys do is go on Amazon and get a 511 trainer belt. This is a very thick web belt. It's a just a beast of a belt, and get the one with the metal buckle, not the one with the plastic buckle. Get the real deal. And if you're having an issue with a knife, you wrap that around your strong hand, and you leave about 2 feet of the belt hang down with the buckle. And what you're going to do is you're going to swing that. You can use it to entangle the knife hand, or you can go for somebody's face or head. I guarantee if you catch them square, they're probably going down. But if the person has a brain at all, they'll try to get inside on you because they're going to see your belt is longer than their knife, and you do not let them inside. So you're going to be light on your feet. You're going to be backing up. You're going to be light on your feet. You're going to be backing up, and you're going to keep this person outside somewhere in the radius of the swinging belt. So and if you're going to commit to a swing, make sure you take the knife across your back, not on your front side, because you'll swing, you'll expose your back momentarily. It's not so bad to get cut there. Anyway,
still hurts. Hey, Rick, I'm going to run him over by my wheelchair and then shoot him.
Why don't you do it the other way? All right.
That works too.
I would do it. I would shoot him and then just park the wheelchair on him.
That works.
511 trainer belt. Get the one with the metal buckle. With respect to choosing crops, you remember how many times I've told you guys that I have a particular preference for dual purpose crops, like beans and rutabagas, where you get a top and you also get a root. Things like beets have very nutritious tops, unless you get the beet called Early Wonder Top, which doesn't really make a beetroot. It's basically all tops. There's another turnip called All Top. It doesn't grow a root. It's basically turnip greens. Another thing which is super duper easy to grow in cool weather, and we talked about this, is collards and kale. These things, collards are the new kale, but both of these things are highly nutritious and can be eaten in a variety of ways. The tomatoes that I have planted, I have done something, and I mentioned this before, but I'll mention it again. I don't really feel that I don't find tomatoes to be a terribly valuable crop in terms of food shortage issues, but they do have their place. Aside from their culinary value, they're just loaded with vitamin C, which in wintertime, if you've got supply problems, vitamin C is hard to come by. Of course, I would recommend you keep vitamin C tablets. But if you've canned up some tomatoes, that solves that problem too. In this case, what I planted is, and I've never done this before. I planted, and I told you this, but let me go over it real quick because I just planted my tomatoes yesterday. I'm kind of excited. I got Bella Rosa, which is a determinant, Brickyard, which is a determinant, Red Snapper,
right,
which is a determinant. Tachi is also a determinant. In other words, those things will basically fizzle out by 4th of July or so. They will produce...
Hey, Rick, I hate to interrupt, but we do have a caller, buddy. We've got Tom in Utah on line 5.
Well, give me 2 seconds. Let me finish this right here. So
okay.
I do have some indeterminates. We have Sun Gold, which means they'll produce all year. We have Amish Paste, which is a Roma-type tomato, indeterminate, Cherokee Purple, and Brandywine. So those will produce indefinitely, but I'm looking forward to taking the determinants and just canning them up, making sauce. So Tom, how are you doing? Hello?
Oh, now I'm on.
Yeah, you're on.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know if you picked up my comments at the end of the previous show, but I'm probably the most ardent promoter of the garden.
Cool.
And I'm going to tell you, this is a hard message to hear. If you are ill, that is a self-inflicted wound. It's not been passed to you through the air or through somebody's contact with you. It's your choices. You left the garden and entered the slaughterhouse. That's the only way you're going to end
Tom,
up sick.
Tom, I gotta clarify a point here. Are you saying that if I quit eating meat, I won't get the coronavirus?
That's exactly right. You know where I labored for the first 10 years of my life?
Yeah.
In pathology.
Yeah, I recall. Oh, sure. I remember that. Sure, I agree with you on that. I just
it
don't know that not eating meat will save me. But please go ahead.
You don't know, but I do.
Okay.
The fact is, these viruses have to be shielded and nourished within the tissues of an animal. They have to be transmitted through that same method of protection and nourishment to get inside of you. See, I'm trying to remember which commandment it is that says, thou shalt not kill. That's bigger than just people. In fact, Adam and Eve in the garden were given dominion over the animals. Did they eat them? Or did they allow them to be their best friends and workers in the garden?
I don't remember them saying anything about that part. I've read it a number of times, but I don't remember anything about friendship. I don't remember that. I don't remember
go back and
that.
Read
I just
it
don't
again.
Remember that part.
Go back and read it carefully again.
No, I will. I can check with my wife. She sure knows what it says. She teaches it, but I'll check it during the break. This will be interesting.
Well, let me tell you,
the
best friends you have in the garden are your animals. Your chicken is your dearest friend. If you turn her loose into your garden, she'll take out the slugs and the tomato hornworms, and that's your best insecticide. If you need to plow your field, your cow is your best friend. Don't eat your best friends. And those best friends run at a higher temperature. That's what protects them from the viruses and the bacteria. But when you move that tissue into your body, it drops down in temperature. And now these organisms, which are held in a siesta mode because it's too warm in the animal, now they come down to 98.6 and you are their favorite food. So quite frankly, the best way to nourish your body, and especially now, you may actually consider this problem right now as a gift from God, because it's now shaking people up and realizing they have to find a way to survive. And if you survive upon flesh, it's a low energy return. If you go to the garden directly, it's pure, it's undefiled, and by the way, there is no viruses or bacteria that harm animals or you living or surviving in the garden. You take, you know, I told about the story of me and Clive and Bundy. I was on the way down to Los Angeles. I stopped over in Bunkerville because a friend told me that Clive had a wonderful patch of melons, cassabas, honeydew, watermelon, cantaloupe. So I went over and introduced myself to Clive and Bundy, and he took me in the back where he had this acre of melons. As we got into the back of that patch, we noticed a dead heifer lying between the melons. And besides the dead heifer were a couple of dead bats. They were bloated, the maggots were crawling in and out, but also, which shocked Cliven, his chickens were out there feasting upon the bodies of those dead animals. I turned to Cliven, I said, "You know why I'm no longer a rancher dairyman?" By the way, I was. I grew up in that family industry. I now am a total vegan or vegetarian. I teach the film industry. I teach others, but they don't like it. And especially the livestock industry and the food industry and the medical industry do not like it. I paid the price for that.
Well,
but I will tell you right now.
That's understandable, Tom. Tom, I got to let you go, buddy. We got more callers waiting. You've had your 5 minutes. But thank you for calling. Please call back again next week. And thank you for calling early. Next, we're going to you, Michael in New York on line 9. Good morning, Michael.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. How are you? It's great to hear you guys. Always very informative. I much appreciate that. Rick, sorry to hear you were sick and glad you're feeling much better. I was wondering when I heard you say that, what's it like to be sick? I can't relate to that.
Yeah, you're a character. All right.
Yeah. I know it's not fun. But you're not learning yet, Rick. You should never be getting sick, pal. The previous caller, the gentleman, you know, he's a good guy and he's smart. I'm not a vegan. I'm a vegetarian. I do use honey and I eat dairy at the right times of the year. But no question about it, if you're not providing the internal environment conducive for a pathogen to grow, it cannot establish itself. Basic microbiology. And it's amazing, you know, the establishment, the authorities at the colleges and universities, especially in the science field, they don't even teach that. It's basic. I mean, I took all that. And so anyway, I just wanted to comment on Jules Verne. Because it's very interesting, all the guys, those authors you mentioned. They're definitely interesting. Of course, their works are very interesting. But out of them all, Jules Verne is the most interesting, and here's why. Not only first man on the moon, but when they get there, what do they encounter? Insect-like creatures, right? Which today we call grays. So the guy also had insight to that somehow back in the mid-1800s. And also, Journey to the Center of the Earth. Now, you've got the 2,000 Leagues Under the Sea, the advent of a submarine and all that. That's maybe, you know, just excellent foresight. But the Hollow Earth, and not only that, but on the interior, when they get there, what do they find? Along with dinosaurs, they find remnants of the Atlantean civilization. Okay, so you have those three components in that story. How did he, because today, this will, of course, devastate flat earthers, that the earth is hollow, but it's a fact. And how did he know that back then? You see, so Jules Verne was keyed in, he had some sources that were way more than what Wells or Orwell had access to, just based on those facts.
It could have been remote viewing. Who knows how he was doing that.
Right. Could be something like that, too. But I think it was more than that. I think, you know, Jules Verne, like the rest, as like Wells, they were insiders, okay, privy to secret organizations.
Yeah.
And so, and not all secret organizations are on par or in harmony with each other. And also, Jules Verne did The Mysterious Island, right? Now, when the globe was being discovered by all the Voyagers, when they once realized the world wasn't flat, and they started sailing all over the place, there was a mysterious island. It was charted and encountered numerous times, but at other times, it wasn't there when they went to reach that destination.
And it's still that way today.
There you go. So Jules Verne, you know, he was Definitely. Cutting edge guy there. That guy, that's the guy you, we like to sit down and talk with.
Yeah, that's going to be rough. I have to wait about 10
years.
I'm going to talk to him, though. I know I am.
Okay, gentlemen, so I just wanted to share that with you.
Thank you. Very interesting.
All right. Thank you, Michael.
Yeah. You know, have a good day.
You too, buddy.
You too.
You too.
Have a great weekend, Mike.
You know, Rick, that island he was talking about, I was reading on ABC Australia. It's somewhere in, you know, within a couple of thousand miles of Australia. But I think it was ABC Australia. That's our Australian broadcasting company. And they were talking about that island. And nobody can figure out where it's gone. You know, there's people that have been on it. It's on charts. You know, there's photographs of it. But now it's gone. So maybe it'll reappear.
Well, did you, not that you looked at it, but Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, they did a remake of that in the last few years. I think it's a Disney thing, but it's a good movie. It's a lot of fun. They find the apparently the thing sinks occasionally, and but they find it while it's above the water. Interesting movie.
Not bad.
It is.
No. Not bad. Where do we want to go next, Lori and Rick? Lori, I mean, you've been silent for the past hour and 15 minutes. Don't you have anything to say, sweetie?
Well, we've been talking about,
you know. Call me sweetie. Sorry.
Why not? We're married.
My impersonation sucks. All right, go ahead.
Well, I can't say that, you know, for our listeners who haven't ordered any of the seed catalogs that we've recommended, I was in Walmart yesterday, and they do have heirloom seeds there in the store, but they've also started carrying, like, it's a bigger package, and I saw one that I picked up called, like, your garden salad. It has lettuce seeds in it, carrots, cucumbers, tomatoes, all in one package for, like, $2.40. Or something like that, but and they're heirloom seeds too. It's just a source for our listeners. If they, like I said, if they haven't ordered the catalogs, it's a place to start. And I have posted things on our Facebook page listing how to make raised beds, containers that you can use for gardening. I also watched a video and. Be honest, I don't remember the gentleman's name, but he was actually growing cucumbers in a 55-gallon drum, believe it or not, hydroponic type, and his plants were pretty good, huge, you know, so there's different ways to do your garden, and like I've said before, if you don't have a big yard or live on a farm like we do, then you have smaller spaces. I do have information on there for containers that you can grow your vegetables and stuff in. So now's the best time as any to start it because you're going to need it because things are getting, you know, out of hand with this thing. So, yeah. So better to provide for yourself and your family than to not, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just wanted to let everybody know that those seeds were there.
Yeah, you don't want to be, it's a shame to come all this way and just fall flat on your face. Who was it?
Oh, I agree.
Paul said, I do not run the race like a man who's lost sight of the finish line. Interesting quote. I'll tell you, I've got, I think, 16 beds, and they're all about 30 inches by 16 feet. It's, you know, here we go.
Yeah, Clint Eastwood getting ready to come out after the end, Charles Bronson.
I know it, yeah.
All right, folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes, 1-800-313-9443 at rural_survival on Twitter.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear words they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. People stop and stare, I can't see their faces, only the shadows of their eyes.
So welcome back to the Real Survival Show here on RBN. We've been talking about gardening this morning. You know, Rick, it dawned on me during the break. We keep saying, like I do, heirloom seeds, but our listeners, some of them may not understand the difference between the heirloom seeds and the other seeds that they're putting out right now that are been right. altered. But for those that don't know, the heirloom seeds are supposed to be the seeds from originals. In other words, if you buy corn and it hasn't been altered, then you're getting the original plant, and those can actually be replanted every year. The ones that have
been come up with exactly the same thing again.
Right. And those that have been genetically altered don't necessarily always produce what you're eating if you're growing them. So you want to make sure that your package at least says heirloom seeds on them. That's why we're saying...
Modifying them can also come from crossbreeding. But, still you're going to wind up with the same problem, or that in most cases you're not going to get true to form return on what the seed came out of. with the crossbred ones, or what they call hybrid. Am I correct on that, Rick?
Yeah, that's correct. What will happen is, as a matter of fact, the hoss people are actually going to do, apparently the young hoss, I don't know if you went to ag school or what, but they're going to do a video on what happens when you take the seeds of a hybrid and save them and then replant them. But in general, what's going to happen is, and if you remember Mendel's peas, what it's going to do is it's essentially going to revert into the parent plants. For example, my kids, if that was absolutely true, wouldn't be hybrids. Technically, their grandkids would be either short and angry like my wife or gorgeous and tall like me. So you don't know exactly what... thank God she's not answering.
I'm waiting for the sound of the gunshot.
You know what gives me a lot of time, because she's got one of those reverse eye situations. It takes her about a half an hour to get her left eye into the scope. And by that, if you just keep walking slowly, she can't get you. There are ways around all this. First of all, you could plant the seeds. It would simply revert to the parent plant. But the other thing about it is that, and I recommend this, is a lot of these plants are bred for to breed out certain inherent weaknesses in the heirlooms. Like, for example, a lot of people in certain areas of this country, they just can't grow an heirloom tomato. They're not going to do it. They just can't. The disease pressure is so high, it just destroys everything. So if you get some of these hybrids like Brickyard and some of these other tomatoes that are bred for horrible circumstances, you can grow them where it's hot and humid like it is here or in Georgia. The other thing that you can do, of course, is just store a bunch of them. You know, they're pretty cost-effective. I would say, you know, and we were talking about getting seeds. Get a bunch of seeds. Put them in a jar with an oxygen absorber. Put them in the refrigerator and keep them there.
Right.
It won't become your problem. I'm not picking on you, Laurie, but there are the hybrids. Some of them can be very, very useful, especially in terms of some of the productivity that they bred in. There is a place for heirlooms, but there's also a place for hybrids. Now, hybrid does not mean GMO at all. It doesn't mean that at all.
It just means crossing of two or more breeds of vegetable or fruit.
Right. One typically will be disease resistant, and the other will taste good. And what they're trying to come up with, of course, is a good tasting vegetable that's disease resistant and productive. That's the ultimate goal, and that's what they're trying to do. So, they've got heirloom season, but depending on where you are, like up north, for example, they have a much easier time growing heirloom tomatoes than we do here in 5B or south of here. So, you know, it can be. And then, of course, there are various things like for example, like down south, they can't grow garlic because the winter temperatures never get cold enough to flip the garlic around and actually get it to start bulbing. So all they can plant down south is elephant garlic, which, if you ask me, I don't see a problem with that.
Right. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in about 3 minutes. 1-800-313-9443. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more? Anyway, give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Less and less through standard media. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Good night.
They say we're young and we don't know. Won't find out till we grow. Well, I don't know.
Well,
that's true. Cause you got me. Baby, I got you. Hey. I got you, baby.
And welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Ken, I'm really beginning to like your music. Okay. All right, guys. We were talking about the seeds. Did we cover everything we wanted on that?
Well, we were. Yeah, what do you think about that?
Well, it's true. You have a point. It's just that I've always personally gone after the heirloom seeds. So,
I think it depends on which crop you're thinking about. Some I think work great. Some don't. I will be planting among the tomatoes I'm planting this year is Brandywine, which is an heirloom, and it is like a big taste test winner. A lot of people think that's the best tasting tomato that there is. I was watching. I was struck by something I saw the other day. There was a guy, it was a prolific YouTuber. I had no problem with the guy, he's a good old boy. But he took his camera out into the garden and we were watching him harvest broccoli, and he kept cutting the heads off and flipping them over to find out if he had hollow stems. And he says, you know, if we start coming up with hollow stems, that's a boron deficiency. Well, I was a little dumbfounded by that statement. To me, that would be like your plates are due, and you decide you're going to wait till you get a ticket to go get your plates renewed. So you're either, you know, you're going to get your plates renewed one way or the other, but you're going to wait for a citation before you do it. So it's either going to cost you $25 or $150, depending on how you want to handle it. I want to remind everybody that even if you don't want to use the complete mid-lighter fertilization technique, at least you should be using the pre-plant mixture, which one of the, well, here, look, the rate is this. It's in 5 pounds of lime, you get 4 ounces of Epsom salt and 1 ounce of borax. Okay, 5 pounds of lime, 4 ounces of Epsom salt and an ounce of borax. Now that gives you, that doesn't only give you your boron content, that gives you the magnesium that your plants desperately need, and also so do you, because most people are magnesium deficient anyway. But the other thing, like when you do this, like let's say, I just love this, people will wait until they get blossom end rot on the tomatoes, and then they go and they run and they start trying to, you know, sprinkle lime and calcium on there trying to get it stopped. Well, okay, once again, you know, that's the same person that drives around with expired plates, too. All you got to do is put down the mid-lighter pre-plant mixture into the soil before you plant, whatever it is, and you won't have any of those problems at all. You won't show up with a boron deficiency. You'll have good magnesium in your diet, no blossom end rot on your tomatoes. So, you know, even if you don't want to use the weekly, even if you don't want to use the weekly feed, there's no real reason why you wouldn't use the pre-plant. Also, I would mention that each time you flip a bed, when you're flipping a bed, when you're pulling out the crop and putting in a new, you redo the pre-plant again. It's not a once a year thing. If you're pulling a crop out of the bed every 60 days, then you're going to pre-plant mix every 60 days. A lot of those chemicals get used up very quickly.
Okay, Rick, we've got a caller, buddy.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
We've got Warren in Montana on line 9. Good morning, Warren. How are things out in Montana?
Probably cold.
No, the snow's early summer. Nice and sunny out today. Anyway, a few points I have, my experiences with the couple minutes I have, is carrots and onions, if you leave them in the ground over winter, next year they'll go to seed. You'll get a lot of seeds out of carrots and onions, not as much on onions.
That's true.
And
you do, yes.
Yeah. And another thing, too, is see, like onions, like up here, we have a short season. When you domestically reproduce these seeds, you get a lot better plant, a lot faster growing plant that they're domesticated. And another point too, as far as the garden goes, my experience is squash and zucchini is the most efficient plant you can grow. You get a lot of fruit for that square footage. Corn is the least efficient, takes a lot of water and fertilizer, plus corn stands out, so if that's going to show, be really obvious. You have a garden.
Right.
And
corn is a heavy feeder. It takes a lot of nitrogen to get corn to completion.
Yes. And like I said, it's really obvious. You have a garden. And first thing you'll see.
It is.
And another thing, too, is there's books. I bought several. There's weeds that are edible, wild weeds all over. And you got to get the right. There are books all over the U.S. that cover the desert and stuff like that. And so you got to kind of look with, try to get the book that'll work for your area if you can find it. And there's stuff all over our yards. Like for example, dandelion has just as much nutrition as spinach. And you can make coffee out of dandelion roots. I'm sure you heard before. Another book that's kind of different, her name's Linda Runyon. It's called Eat the Trees. She lived in the woods for most of her life, and she talks about different trees. You could peel the inner bark off conifer pine trees, and it peels off like shoestrings. And it has more magnesium than bananas do.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she passed a few years ago. I bought a few of her books. I was on her mailing list, but she was on some of the talk shows. She lived, like I said, she lived in the woods for over 40 years. And another thing, too, there's a really nutritious cancer healing, and there's a lot of, there's books on municipal wild plants, too, like burdock roots, that really bushy weed that has those needles that gets in your pet's hair. The leaves, it kind of looks kind of like rhubarb, has the same size leaf and stems. That root is a really good detox for heavy metals and cleansing.
Wow.
Mullein is another weed that you guys talked about that last weekend.
Right.
Another thing too that's really nutritious, it grows on some birch trees, is chaga mushroom. It's actually a mushroom that grows off the birch, and that's a very what do you call that? It's a really cancer curing, has a lot of medicinal values. So does birch bark as well.
I mentioned this last week, I think. Cliff Haar, in his Critical Thinking 71 Days,
right.
Because he has cancer, he is taking chaga mushrooms that he's getting from. He was working with a Chinese doctor who was directing his homeopathic treatment, and this fella had two cancer patients in a building, and I mentioned this last week, two patients, or was it the week before, in a building, everyone else contracted the virus, but the two that were prophylactically consuming chaga mushrooms have not gotten sick yet. So that's fascinating. Yeah, not sure what to think about that. But, yeah, it's a fungus on a birch tree, so he says. And I wasn't certain it was available domestically. But I suppose it would be a good idea to look into this, I would think, just in case, you know, you don't necessarily want to, you know, get super sick. But
yeah, it's a growth. It's a growth that's black, and it's on a birch bark. It's a parasite or whatever you call it.
Right.
Also, cattails are a really efficient plant. Their root is really, the Indians made a pastry out of it. And you can grind it up into a flour. And the tops, the pollen's really, really edible too. The leaves you could peel. They peel off, and you can weave with them. They're really, really strong. They peel off like, I don't know. Anyway, they'll peel all the way down. So if you need to weave a basket or something, or
right,
cattails have many, many uses.
Yeah, they look like a sweet potato. The tuber looks like a sweet potato. So you usually have to take like a stick and pry them out of the mud. They grow in standing water or in a mire or you know, some kind of bog. And I grow them,
right.
Grow them in my backyard. I make sure I always have some, but I hadn't planned on eating them. But they are fun to have and useful in keeping the bog reasonably dry. They do help to dry out the bulb?
Yes, they're a hydroponic plant. They'll actually clean up. They use them in some cities for the discharge of the sewer treatment plants, and they get really big, and they really go through the water.
Yeah.
Right. The GERS and the elephant ear bulbs do the same thing, which if you go to the Mideastern store, they'll have alocasia, or, well, it'll be colocasia. They'll have the elephant ear bulbs all over the place, but they won't be very big. They'll generally not be too much bigger than a small tennis ball. Typically, when you plant them for ornamental use, you want as big as ones that you can lay your hands on. But for culinary purposes, they sell smaller ones.
Yeah. Another thing for square footage that I found is really efficient for potatoes is you could plant the potato like you normally would. When it gets knee-high, some guys use tires, or you can just raise. But basically, the idea is you put the tire over the plant, you fill the tire full of dirt, and it will go waist. It'll go knee-high, then it'll be waist-high. Sometime later, you'll put another tire on or raise it with wood or whatever. And then it'll be like chest high, and they put another tire. And I've heard of guys putting four tires on and getting like sacks of potatoes out of one plant.
Well,
that's another really efficient.
The only thing I'd have to caution you about here, because I've had multiple failures with that, is that if you're going to do that, you have to make certain that you have an indeterminate potato. One of the most common is a German butterball. That will grow as you keep hilling them. The higher you hill them, the more potatoes it grows. The potatoes will grow along the vine as you continue to bury the plant. If you use just a regular old like Yukon Gold or something, it won't work. It will not grow any potatoes above the initial point where it breaks the ground. It's called the green point. So you can do that, but just make sure you order yourself an indeterminate potato, like a German butterball, and there are a few others. I can't remember the names right now, but there are several indeterminate potatoes that can be used for that.
I see probably like the big ones that grow really fast.
The real common names that you would find, like at the hardware store, at the feed store, those are all going to be determinate. And wherever the green point is, wherever it comes up out of the soil, the potatoes will always be lower than that. So you can't trick them into growing vertically and producing potatoes. You just have to get the right variety. And you can get that by watching Hollis and Nancy. He's got a nice video on how to do that with indeterminate potatoes to produce a potato tower of one sort or another.
I see. Another thing too, if you're raising chickens, that's really efficient feed. Is you can go to the, like here in Bonner's Ferry, Idaho, they have a grain silo, and they sell 80-pound bags of wheat and barley. My friend gets barley, 80-pound bags, like $15, non-GMO. It's not food quality for us. But, I mean, anyway, you could work with it. But you take that, besides feeding them the barley, you take the barley, my friend puts it in water, and like 6 days, it'll grow like 6 inches high, just in well water.
Yeah.
It's called fodder.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a way more efficient feed than just the barley grain.
Yeah. Jerry out of Texas has been doing something like that to feed animals. He's been kind of hydroponically sprouting seeds, and you get a lot more bang for your buck when you do that.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a better, more nutrients as well.
Oh, yeah.
So, just a few points, my experience.
Okay, Warren, we thank you for your call, buddy. We're going to close out the show here. Break's coming up in about 15 seconds. Please feel free to call back next week. We'd love to hear from you. You put out some great information there, my friend. Okay, folks, we're coming up on break. We're going to close out the show. We're going to start something new that we're going to do every week. Rick is going to provide us with a prayer after the break. And, folks, if we ever needed prayer time, it's now. So, yeah, I do hear music. Okay, folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes. No time for any more calls. We'll be right back.
These arms long to hold you again. The hurting's on me, yeah, and I will never be free. No, my baby, no, no. You gave a promise to me, yeah.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends. A chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name. No one recognized me. I didn't look the same. But it's all right now. Learned my lesson well.
See, and welcome back to the Real Survival Show here on RBN. It's that time of day where we close out our show. So before Rick starts our new tradition of saying a prayer at the end of the show, I just want to say thank you to our sponsor, Overbite, and thanks to Ken, our engineer. He does a great job. And thank you to our listeners and our callers for calling in. We appreciate you more than you know. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Gentlemen?
All right. Okay. Well, folks, just remember we are putting on a podcast every night that we can do it on YouTube. Just search Tim and Ori Spencer or Rural Survival Show. Either one will get you there. So hope you'll tune in. Hope you'll like and subscribe if you want to. If you like it, please hit like. We're not trying to build an empire here. We're just trying to get out information. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Rick for the rest of the show. Go for it, buddy.
How much is the rest of the show?
About 3 minutes.
Oh, no. Well, let's do the prayer, and then we'll fool around. I don't want to get caught halfway through it. Holy Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And to you, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by divine power thrust into hell Satan and all the other evil spirits who wander through the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Well, thank you, Rick.
Oh, not at all. Not at all. Privilege. So, to kind of sum up, you know, last week we talked at length about this situation that we kind of got going on. We have some very insidious stuff going on. Here this week, We have found that with respect to George Soros's food chain reaction game, the game involves shorting food so that people starve to death. I know that on any given Friday night when we don't have too much to do, we'll put away the Monopoly board and we will play the food chain reaction game, and we sit there and watch each other slowly starve to death, and it's a good time. Sometimes board games get old. The World Health Organization has decided recently, with respect to the conclusion of the game, that that no one country, no business, no organization can successfully address global food security. And the isolated actions of a few can negatively affect many. In other words, if you try to grow your own food, you're threatening other people. So they have decided, and they covertly threatened UK and the United States for taking some preemptive action. They said that for any nation to try to address this circumstance without the blessing of the World Health Organization would be a fatal mistake, okay? So you see where they're going with this. They've created a global problem. They demand a global solution, and you're supposed to remain stupid and helpless.
You got it. Well, folks, we'll be back same time, same channel next week. Take a chance to look at us on YouTube if you want. So have a good one, everybody. Stay safe out there. And may God bless the United States of America and our President, Donald J. Trump. And most especially, folks, may God bless you and yours. Bye-bye.
This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.